ready.
Are you?
I still have two stories left over from last time.
Oh.
Well, then let's hit it. Welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry. I'm your host, I'm Bill. Tonight with us, we've got Liz, Ms. B, and Gwen joining.
Hey, guys.
Hi, team.
Hello.
Well, you know what I think we should start off on? Because today was a very special day.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the day that I like to think shouldn't have happened. In my case, I wish it didn't.
The birth of a sibling?
Freaking leap day.
It's leap day.
Did you guys, how are your guys' leap days?
I mean, mine was great.
Mine was actually chill.
Oh my God.
Today was.
Okay.
I had a week full of a-holes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Leading up to today, but today was chill.
Okay, that's good. Mine was actually really productive.
Oh my God. All you guys suck. I'm so jealous. Anyways.
Any hoosies.
Oh.
So Ms. B.
So my day started off, like, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a good day. Like, I got up a little early. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna go get the team breakfast sandwiches. Went to Mickey D's and got everybody some breakfast sandwiches. Come in. I literally just finished. I'm giving a breakfast sandwich to one of the front desk agents. And he's like, oh my God, you're not gonna believe what just happened. What happened? And he's like, I was standing at the front desk and I saw a homeless guy come in and he was like walking quickly. You know, he didn't make eye contact with me. He just kept walking. So I immediately left the desk to go like chase after him. He goes straight into the restaurant, straight to the breakfast buffet, opens up the thing of eggs, sticks his hand in the eggs, and puts it in his mouth.
No.
And I was like, oh, God. Like, oh, my God. No, not the eggs. Like, it's a big thing of eggs. And he's like, yeah. So he kicks him out. And, like, literally, as I come in, he'd just come back. And he's like, I just kicked this homeless guy out. And I'm like, wow. That's a way to start the morning. All right. So I give everybody their breakfast sandwiches. I go back down to sit at my desk, just getting settled. And the desk agent runs into my office and goes, Miss B. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, there's a lady. She's asking if I can call 911. And I'm like, what? And so I run out to the front desk because he got me to call 911. And I look and there's a lady. She's like, can you call 911? I'm like, of course. What's going on? And he's like, there's a woman. We need to call 911. She's having chest pains and she's short of breath. And he's like, okay. I can. I'm like, but you need to call 911. I was like, do you have a cell phone? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you need to call. And I said, because the police, ambulance, they're going to want to talk to you because you're going to be with her and they're going to walk you through things or ask you questions. If you just tell me to call 911 and run away. And she's like, okay. So she calls on her cell phone.
911, what's your emergency?
And runs away. And then I'm like, as she's running away, I'm like, but where are you? She's like, Salon B. I'm like, okay. So then I call the police and I'm like, hey, somebody's calling right now, but we need a paramedic out here. And they ask me questions. I'm like, this is why I wasn't going to call. I don't know any of these answers. I know none of this. Male or female? I think it's a girl. How old? No idea. What does she look like?
No idea.
Where is she? Salon B. And then so they're like, okay, well, as long as the other person's calling, we're good. Well, sounds about out. Thank you. So my general manager, like most of the high ups are gone this week at a conference.
Oh,
so
that's good.
No one's there. And I'm like, who's the MOD today? Who should I notify? I look at the calendar and it's the F&B supervisor. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm MOD.
Yeah.
So I
why would they name supervisor MOD over a director?
Because I don't want to be it every day. Oh, like okay. They basically like everyone rotates and gets shifts and stuff.
But you're like, for this, it's me.
But everyone just, all managers know if you're on, you handle.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm there. Mm-hmm. And I see the supervisor's MOD. I'm like, okay, I'm the MOD.
Like, I mean, that's fine for all the petty stuff.
Yeah.
But like when it goes sideways, maybe step up.
Yeah.
Good for you, Miss B.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, it's me. So I go out to the drive and then I'm like, am I supposed to like report this? Like, because it's technically, I'm like,
an incident
I probably
report.
Should do an incident report. My most senior person there is my controller. And I call her and she's like, I don't know. Call the general manager. I'm like, but she's like in Texas. She's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks for your help.
But she's in Texas. Yeah, they're 2 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
She'll answer.
So I ended up texting my GM and I was like, hey, I'm currently in the drive waiting for the ambulance. And I briefly, and I'm like, do I need to do your support? She's like, yeah, I would do that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. So the ambulance, I hear the sirens. I'm like, okay, cool. They're here. They're pulling up. And then as they're pulling up, I look to my left because I see someone. I'm about to tell them like, hey, you know, back off. They're about to come in. And I look and I'm like, that guy's homeless for sure. And he's walking like, you know, you just know. And he's walking towards the door. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So I'm like, I'm going to have to keep him out while making them come in. I'm like, all right, all right. So the ambulance rolls up. They hop out. They ask him, did you call? And I'm like, no, she's inside. Let's go. And they're like, oh. So they're unloading. They're thinking they're coming in. The homeless guy starts to try to come in next to me. And I go, no, you need to go. Like, I didn't even act professional at that point.
Not today.
Literally. I didn't even, I'm like, nope, you need to go. He's like, what? And I'm like, guests only. Out. He's like, but I went out. And he just leaves. I'm like, nope, we're not doing this today.
Yeah, egg fondler.
Yeah. Don't even know if that was the egg fondler.
Doesn't matter.
Right? You're all egg fondlers. So I lead the paramedics to the ballroom. Okay, they take care of her. Get her in, get her out. I do the incident report. Done. So I'm just finished the incident report and I'm exiting to go talk to the banquet staff. And while I'm walking through the lobby, I see a homeless person walk in. And I'm like, what is going on? Different homeless person. And he walks in. I'm like, no.
Just no.
No.
Can you imagine someone approaching you and just telling you, no?
I literally did that. I looked just, I'm like, no. And he's like, what? And I'm like, no, guests only. You need to leave. And he just looked at me, said no word, turned around, left. I'm like, there we go. This is how the day is going.
Not today.
And by the way, this is all before noon.
I was going to ask, like, all before how noon. Long did all of this take you?
This happened immediately. I didn't get into work till 9:30.
But
this
did all, you like, have your breakfast sandwich?
No.
It's probably still sitting there. It's probably still on her desk.
And so I go find the banquet captain, like getting all that, found the person's name, gave him the information. I was doing that for like 20 minutes. And I'm walking back and another third homeless person walks into the lobby.
Well,
and
at this point, correction, third that you have seen.
Yes. Fourth in general.
Fourth on the day.
Yes. Walks in and my brain just broke. And I was like, am I being forkin' punked? Is there a hidden camera? I'm like exasperated. My mouth's open and I'm like, no. What message is going around? What? Do out. Out. And I point and I say, out. And he's like
a dog,
literally. And he's like, what? And I'm like, no. And he's like, can I get some water? I said, absolutely not. Out. Out. And at this point, I go back to my desk and I'm just cursing. I'm like, what the actual is going on? And I was like, did they just get all released? Like, what's happening? And they're like, I don't know, man. I'm like, it has to be a full moon. And that's when I text you guys. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not even noon yet. What is going on? Is it a full moon? And then one of my coworkers was like, it's because it's the day that shouldn't have happened.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And they're like, technically today is an unpaid day. And they're like, because you know, you get paid for 365 or whatever, and this is an extra day. He's like, it's the unpaid day of the year. And I'm like, mother. And I'm just all pissed. And then a few hours later at 3, the PM team comes in. I'm still riled up. Oh, because at that point we'd kicked out one more, but it wasn't me.
So 5 on the day?
I think we got 6 total.
What the hell?
Yeah. And so before I'd given my PM team this pass on, I was over at the bar talking with the public attendant, the bartender, everyone who was there on the floor for the PM shift. And I was like, guys, I don't know what's going on today, but they must have all gotten released somewhere. And everyone's like, okay, everyone's on high alert. So I go straight from that and I go into the back office and my PM team's there. I'm like, okay, guys, I don't know what's going on today, but everyone, you need to keep your eye out for homos. And my team looks at me and they're like, what? I'm like, hobos. And they're
like, you actually said that?
I said homos.
You actually said that?
I said homos because I was thinking homeless and hobos.
I thought you just misspoke in this moment recording.
Your ADHD brain won.
The words went together, and this was during stand-up, and my gay front office supervisor looked at me and was like, really? I'm like, you know what I meant? Hobos. And he's like, mm-hmm.
I'm crying.
So I literally yelled homos to my entire front office team.
It's really professional of you.
It was great.
M.O.D.
M.O.D. Was your director of HR in Texas also?
Everyone's in Texas.
I hope you're sad with me.
That was like a fraction of a second from a full snarf. I'm sorry I didn't wait.
I just got drink all over my pants.
I hope that picked up in the microphone.
He's spitting cider everywhere.
Oh my God.
Liz, you're literally crying.
I'm glad that's your mic.
I think Bill is too. These are the only tears you will ever actually get out of me because I am heartless.
Aren't we all? Welcome to the industry. So it was a day, guys.
I can't believe you said homos.
I yelled homos. Okay. Homeless and hobo combined. That was ADD brain.
I was literally telling someone today about recording the pod, and I said, it is so funny. I cry from laughter often.
Yeah.
And man, MSB, that was a great story.
Man.
So I get a call this morning.
Ooh, I want to hear.
I get this call that says, hey, boss, when you got a chance, can you come down to the lobby? I'm like, what's going on? You just got to come down to the lobby.
That's never a good thing.
I'm like, well, what's going on? Just come down to the lobby.
God.
SOS.
Okay, I'll be right there. So I flip around and I look. No, there's nobody like at the desk. There was a couple people in the lobby, but nobody at the
desk.
On
the cameras.
Yeah, because I've got a security monitor in my office. So I'm like, So I get up, I go downstairs. I'm like, what's going on? The girl that's working's like, listen. I'm like, listen to what? She's like, the guy at the table.
What?
And she's like, just wait. And I swear to God, like seconds go by and I hear.
Shut up. Shut up.
And I'm like, what?
No.
What? And she's like, yeah, he's got headphones in and he keeps breaking wind like nobody else can hear. And I'm like, how many times has this happened? She's like, this is like the fourth.
In what span of time?
In like a 20-minute period.
Four times in 20 minutes?
Yeah, like this dude is super gassy.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh my God. More gassy than Miss B's like a number of hope.
You almost said it too, the hobos.
Okay, God. Never mind.
So I'm like, how long has this been going on? She's like, today? I'm like, what do you mean today? Why is there a question mark at the end of that? And she's like, because he comes here all the time.
God, is he a guest?
Yeah. And I recognize him. I've seen him around. And I'm like, every time he comes into the lobby, he's super gassy. She's like, yes.
Maybe he does it on purpose.
Oh, my God.
She's like, he's always got headphones in. And like, he will rip wind the entire time he's in the lobby.
What?
And it's not like little squeakers. It's like loud and proud.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So. But what do you do? Like, do you talk to the guests?
No, you pretend like that never happened.
No, I about face went right back to my office. I'm like, you can deal.
Sounds like a you problem. If I were your staff, I would like create some sort of tally or like score sheet.
Oh, I would too.
Place right? bets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least an over under.
Yeah.
How many toots will Jerry toot today?
It would make the time go by faster and something to laugh about.
That's true.
Oh, God. That is hilarious.
You should suggest it to your front desk team.
Great team morale.
And report back to the pod.
I'm glad I'm HR at the hotel.
Oh, shit.
Guys, I forgot what else happened today.
Today?
Uh-oh. Today. My day's not even over.
My tears aren't gone yet.
I forgot.
Let's go.
So, just flooded back. It was that kind of day. I'm at my desk trying to eat my breakfast sandwich. No, I'm just kidding. At this point, I'd gotten to eat my very cold breakfast sandwich. And same desk agent, sweet guy, comes in, Ms. B, what now? And he's like, room 601, I'm getting complaints of marijuana smell and noise.
It's a worthy complaint.
I'm like, okay, I can deal with that. That doesn't sound like it's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's a pretty run-of-the-mill. Mm-hmm. You guys know I always get someone to come up to the room with me because I've learned the hard way. So I called my chief and was like, hey, can you come up with me from 601? He's like, yeah, you got it. And so he's like, I'll meet you in the lobby. I'm like, okay. So I'm standing in the lobby waiting. And keep in mind, this is a Thursday. So our business crowd is our weekdays, right? So I'm very used to my business travelers. And I'm waiting at the elevator. And then I see three people walk out of the elevator into the door. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, you're the ones.
You're not a business traveler.
You just know, and you hate.
It could be doing business.
Yeah. One male, two females.
See, it could be doing business.
And I'm looking at them, and just there's no business vibe. I'm like, there is a leisure vibe for sure. And they leave, and I'm like, I guarantee that was them. But my chief comes shortly after, and I'm like, okay, let's go up. We're three doors down, and we start to smell it. We're like, there we go. We smell it. But we don't hear any music. So we get closer, still no music, knock on the door. We knock three times. Nobody answers. There's no D&D on the door. So we enter and it is a suite. It's a corner room. And I just walk in immediately. There's stuff everywhere and multiple wigs. And I was like, okay.
Fun.
Okay. Fun. And then I walk in again, just hit with the overall odor. And then I just go straight over to the bed and I see what I need to see. So who wants to see the picture?
You have photos?
Oh, yes.
Yep. I'm like, oh,
wait, can we take a guess first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Bill. What is in the bed?
Oh, is it God. In the bed or on the bed?
On the bed.
Is the bed made?
They definitely used it.
But where are the covers? Are they like up?
No. So these people did not make their bed.
Okay.
All I was going into that room looking for was proof of smoking.
Uh-huh.
Found it immediately. Oh. And then I left.
Oh.
And then when telling my team, I was telling them about this guest because he'd staying over another night. I couldn't remember the word for what this thing was. So I told the team, and I'm like, there was a complaint of weed smell. And then I went to the room, and on the bed, I found a really long weed stick.
A what?
A long weed stick.
Found a blood.
Oh, okay. Like the long weed stick, and they were dying. They're like, you mean blunt?
She also found a pack of Swishers,
a little baggie of marijuana.
Blunt. Sorry, blunt. Yes, Gwen.
Shut up.
Can't even remember words.
Pregnancy brain.
Weed sticks.
Shout out to the 21-year-old that's needing Magnum.
Magnum. I was gonna say this girl got a Magnum on her. Okay.
Yeah, so
this girl knows that not all men are created equal.
Well, it was one guy with two girls, so maybe he was packing.
Were all of those things like that?
I didn't touch anything.
You didn't touch it?
No.
So they gathered all of those things together?
In that order?
Yeah. So yeah, for listeners who can't see that.
Gwen, can you describe the photo you were looking at?
So we have our remote control. For the TV that is located right next to some contraceptives.
Magnums.
We have a driver's license next to some lip plumpers. We have some off-brand Swishers, but it's okay. AirPod devices and what looks to be a flight ticket.
Interesting. And don't forget the very big weed stick and the little baggie weed.
That's right. Yes, there is a baggie there. That's not enough to like smoke off of, so I didn't think it was mentionable.
Yeah. My guess is it.
My guess is it's all in the blunt.
I think it's in the big stick.
It's in the big stick.
The big smoking stick.
Well, yeah, which big smoking stick? Because there is a Magnum there.
True. So
I don't think homegirl would have needed the lip plumper, do you?
Oh my god.
Here's
on where she's using it.
Here's my theory. Okay. This kind woman gathered all of these things together. Plus, she left her ID in the room.
Well, they were going back.
Yeah, but she's 21 years old. Like, if you're going somewhere having a drink, like, you're going to get ID'd.
I didn't look at the age.
Bill said she was 21.
Yeah.
I looked at the state.
21, 22.
I think she gathered this together to like post on social media to be like, get away.
Gross. Yeah. So I go downstairs. I look at the reservation. I charge the smoking fee. It goes through. And so I was like, okay, I should call and let this guest know. Because I'm like, oh, they're staying another night. Oh, and they are a Blueberry Elite.
Mm.
And I was like,
wait.
Oh.
So Blueberry is like.
They travel.
Mid to high.
They get some around. Free perks.
Okay. Okay.
They get some free breakfast. I see they're at Blueberry level. So I'm like, okay.
All right.
So I call the guest on the cell phone and they answer immediately. And I'm like, hi, is this Mr. Magnum? And he's like, yes, this is Mr. Magnum. And I was like, he's like, who's this? And I'm like, oh, this is Miss B from so-and-so hotel. I was just calling to let you know that we did have a complaint from a room around you, a noise complaint as well as a smoking complaint, specifically the smell of marijuana. And before I can even like continue, he's like, oh, well, that's ridiculous. The noise probably because I probably had my speakers on. I'll definitely like turn it down. But I have never smoked in a room. I'm a Blueberry Elite. I know the rules. I would never smoke in a room. I would never want to jeopardize my status. And I said, okay. On that note, I did go up to the room with another manager. The room does reek of marijuana. And I said, and I found a big blunt
smoking
on
stick.
The bed.
Did you say smoking stick?
I think I said, and I found smoking like paraphernalia. I'm like on the bed. And I was like, so not only do we have the odor, we had the actual substance. So you get charged a smoking fee. And he's like, well, just because I had it. He's like, that's just possession. It doesn't mean I've ever smoked in a room. And I said, sir, the fact that you had it in your room and then the room reeks is evidence enough for us to charge a smoking fee. I said, you're more than welcome to dispute that with your bank. But on our end, that fee will stand. And he tries to continue arguing with me. And then I stop. I'm like, okay, look, the fee's not going anywhere because I have those two things. I was personally in there. You're getting charged. And I said, but I see that you're here another night. So since I see that you're supposed to stay here another night, I'm going to give you a chance. The fee is going to stay on your reservation, but I will allow you to stay another night and I will not report you to the brand to lose your Blueberry status as long as I do not get one more complaint. or someone else goes by your room and says it smells or the music is too loud, you will not only be kicked out, you will lose the night. So I will still collect that fee and I will report you to the brand so you lose your status. How does that sound?
Okay.
So then he stopped arguing about the fee. He's like, okay, I'll make sure. And I was like, and I know that you did have some companions in your room. So maybe even if it wasn't you, you need to ensure that your companions don't smoke in the room because you will still be charged for that. Can you let them know? He's
like, yeah, okay.
How much is your smoking fee?
$250.
Dang.
It's more than the room rent.
Yeah, it's typical. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. I've never been charged a smoking fee.
Well, good. That's a good thing.
So something I wanted to loop back to, and I had totally forgotten about, but a couple episodes back, I had that guest that was giving me a hard time about leaving. I don't know if you remember this or not, but we were supposed to loop back on the solution because it occurred on the day we recorded and I didn't have a conclusion.
Mm. Can you remind us of the story again?
Yeah. Can I have a little bit more context?
Yeah. So it was the guy that he was supposed to check out at noon. I get called down at like 2:30.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gives me a sob story about how he's not been able to pack because his dog knocked over his medication. Uh-huh. He's been picking up pills for an hour. Yep. Really? Yep. So we kind of left it there as a cliffhanger.
And we
because
were dying to know if he was actually going to leave.
Didn't
and
we make guesses? Placed bets.
We did. We did make guesses.
Damn it, what were our bets?
Oh, you guys didn't write it down.
Did I know,
you?
I know.
But Bill did.
No.
Oh, damn.
He so knows.
I know.
Okay.
I do
I think
know.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt and said he'd be out.
Oh, and I said he wouldn't. I'm the pessimist.
And we were all right.
Because
we were all right because like I had said, no, I'm confident he's going to be out at noon. You were like, no, he's going to take too long. Liz was like, no, he'll be out on time.
Yeah. No, she said he'd be out early. She's like, he's probably going to dip for like.
No. That was Gwen that said he was going to dip out the stairs.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Wow. So I rolled down there at 12:30 because I'm like, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. As I walk by the room, this dude is profusely sweating. Like
from packing,
it is just drip. No, he is like frantically throwing shit in his car, like just getting stuff. He's like, "I'm so sorry, I'm almost out of here," and he's like throwing stuff in his car. I'm like, "Yeah, okay,
you're gonna beat him or something."
I think that's what he thought was gonna happen.
You walk up,
yeah,
like
collecting
like
a debt, like.
So what time did he leave by?
It was about 12:30. Oh. Yeah. But, you know, we had talked about the fact that his service dog, quotes unquotes, mm-hmm. probably wasn't a service dog. So after he is gone, went into the room, he had like locked his service dog in the bathroom more often than not. There was urine on the floor. Oh. There was dog poo on the floor.
Gross.
Yeah.
Scratch
so,
marks or no scratch marks?
No, the dog didn't claw at the door or anything. But
just used it for facilities.
Yeah. But it's gross. Like, so really was this a service animal?
No.
That's sad.
More like a prisoner.
Yeah. Well, get like a review or anything from
that? Yeah, that's a good
no,
question.
Not yet.
We're gonna get a nasty review that my whole team is laughing about.
Effective immediately.
Effective immediately. This might make it or not. RGM is awesome. She's not a people person.
Oh.
She can be, but I don't know if she's just been out of it for so long that like she almost never deals with guests. She deals with owners. She deals with like, you know, she's negotiating. She's doing that. Like she has people to handle the guests. I never, ever let anything get to her. It was a busy day, but not like crazy, like, you know, normal busy. I had just gone to the kitchen to follow up on a room service order that hadn't been delivered. My desk agent is at the desk and the other desk agent had run up to deliver an amenity. So at this very brief moment in time, there was only one person at the desk and there was a line of probably about three people. My GM leaves her office, which is like around the corner from the front desk. So it doesn't look like you're coming from the front desk, and walks down the hallway. She's heading to the kitchen. She gets stopped by a gentleman. It's like, hey, you work here, right? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, quick question. How come everybody else is hard at work while you're just walking around? You couldn't help anyone out? She flipped and literally looked at him sideways and said, excuse me, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm blah, blah, blah. She's like, uh-huh. Well, I'm the general manager. And if you have any feedback, I'd be more than happy to pass that along. But questioning what I do and what I'm doing is none of your business. And went off on him. Just like, sorry. And like runs away with his tail between his legs. And she comes into the kitchen just fuming. Because I'm standing there talking to the restaurant manager. And we see her coming in. You just basically see steam coming out of her ears. And we're like, you good? She's like, you're not going to believe what this asshole just said to me. And we're like, what happened? And she told us. The restaurant manager's jaw was like on the ground and I'm just laughing because I could see it and see her losing it on this guy. And I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, that was good. And then I leave, go back to the front desk, make sure everything's good. And I go back and I sit down and my front desk agent comes back. She's like, oh my God, you're not gonna believe what just happened. And I'm like, what? She's like, Mr. Smith,
Mr. Blueberry,
Mr. Jerry Blueberry, came up and she's like, he's a really nice, like, old guy, right? I'm like, okay, like, I don't know who, he's such a really nice old guy, but he's a joker. I'm like, okay, what happened? And she's like, so he came up to me and he goes, hi, I just have a question. Do you know where your general manager's broom is? Oh. And my agent looks at him kind of confused. She's like, what? And he's like, the broom she rode into work on today. And she was like, and like doesn't know what to say and goes off. He's like, she is the biggest and going off. He's like, she just went off on me. I was just kidding. And blah, 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 blah. And the agent just kept apologizing. Like, oh, I'm really sorry.
So uncomfortable.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then right
after complaining to me about my boss.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
And I
empathize.
Can't offer any compensation because she won't approve it.
She's like, it was really awkward. I just kept apologizing. I didn't really know what else to do. I'm like, that's all you can do. And she's telling me, and I'm laughing because I can kind of see like both sides of the coin, right?
Because now you're hearing the guest perspective, but then totally. You just heard your boss's perspective. Totally. So you're in the middle.
And like, if I'm putting myself in that situation, if I had been walking and a guest had said that to me, I wouldn't have thought it was a joke. I would have been mortified, but I wouldn't have gone off on him. I would be like, I'm on my way to do something important, but
like, can I help you?
Can I help you? Yeah. Do you need help with something? Like, what's going on? Like, I probably would have said that. I probably wouldn't have gone off on him, but at the same time, was that appropriate from the guests to say that? No. You don't know people.
Random strangers.
You don't know their sense of humor. Yeah. And if it actually truly was a joke, like, is that appropriate? So I could see both. I could see the flaw in both.
You can argue both sides.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's me. So I just laughed at both.
Why is it that every hotel has one of those guests?
Literally.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of those managers.
I mean, too.
Both.
Could be both.
No problem ripping guests into shreds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we're kind of waiting for that survey to come in.
You know?
You need to update us.
If the survey comes in, I will take screenshots and be here the next. Because it was a group that Foley was going to take a while to close before it hits surveys.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait.
Was it a church group?
No, old people group.
Were the Elks back?
It was basically version 2 of Elks called the Lions.
Oh, okay.
Like, mm-hmm. So these people were more mellow than that group. But
Elks are just drunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these people were less, they still had like a party suite and stuff,
mm.
but less bad than the Elks.
Hey, no blenders in the lobby?
They knew to book a suite and have their parties upstairs.
And they did.
They took my advice.
We didn't get any noise complaints. We're good. They didn't steal my chairs from the lobby again.
Lick any glasses?
No.
Request any tables?
No. Actually, yes. Okay. And they paid for them.
They gladly paid for them?
Yep.
Okay.
We like them. Didn't remember the, because I don't remember if you guys remember.
We'll welcome them
when
back.
The Elks came, they asked about chair rentals, but then didn't want to pay the price, so they stole my lobby chairs in the dead of night. So.
Is the verdict on your story, the guest was a little inappropriate asking that question, but I think your manager was also inappropriate in responding the way they did.
It's possible, but I mean, we've all had those days where maybe caught someone in a bad moment. I can't say I wouldn't.
No. But you're guest facing in that moment. The minute you come out from
you're on stage.
I have to agree with Liz on that one. Like, there's a certain level of composure.
You have to be ready to, like,
or
be
like you said. I mean, I guess you could defend yourself. You know, just be like, yeah, I'm going to go do X, Y, and Z. This, that,
you don't
and
need
the
to
other.
Explain yourself to a guest, but at the same time.
But how can I assist you right now?
I think you ask for clarification on whether they're just being funny or joking, or they truly do need assistance with something.
There's hindsight. But I just can't wait to get that survey.
But how can I help you?
like look at them with a look and be like, how can I help you?
Exactly.
What's going on? Like, you can still be sassy.
Or like when they chase you out to your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all of our listeners need to hear about that story.
Bring it.
This is a couple weeks back. I'm leaving. I'm like at my car. My door is open. Throwing my pack in the back. guy comes up to me and goes, yeah, you're the general manager, right? Yeah.
Not how once can- I walk out that door. Yeah.
How can I help you? As yes, I close the door to my car. What can I do for you? He goes, yeah, well, you know, I booked a room and I need to cancel it, but they're telling me that I can't cancel it.
That sucks to suck.
And I said, well, when did you book it? Today. Now, spoiler alert, I know some of the background on this already, right?
Oh, love that.
So I knew that the guy had booked the room the day of, and the guy had booked the room early in the morning.
Okay.
So it was day of reservation, day of check-in. So I said to the guy, I said, well, you know, when did you book the room? I know, I'm just playing dumb. He goes, well, today. Okay, and did you already check in? Because I already know he did a mobile. He says,
oh, those ones.
He says, yeah. And I said, so you made the reservation today. You checked in this morning. You took possession of the keys. So effectively, you took possession of the room.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. And I said, and I know that that was done before noon today. And it's already after 5.
You got to be freaking kidding.
So,
galls.
Yes, you would be held accountable to the cancellation policies of the brand.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks at me. He goes, I didn't want to do this. He's like, but I'm a Blueberry Elite. Now, you catch me getting into my car.
Okay, I don't give a shit.
So I looked at him and I said, so you understand that we have policies so that we ensure that we treat each and every guest the same exact way.
Yeah.
He said, yes. And I said, you want me to do something for you that's outside of policy simply because of the level of your rewards membership.
He's like, yeah.
Am I reading this correctly? You want me to break the policy just because you're a Blueberry Elite, right? Yeah. I said, you know what? Because you admitted it and you're honest, let's go into the front desk and we'll have a conversation with him.
Yep.
So I go walking in. Here comes Stippy-Doo.
You like, gave him what he wanted?
Yes. Tail between the legs.
I still would have told him to go himself after nope. that.
Nope.
Okay, but we need to pause and rewind. Why was this guest following you to your car?
Yeah, I don't understand how did they know who you were?
Yeah, it's because the front desk was like, oh yeah, that's the GM. He's going. There he goes.
No way! They dimed you out?
Straight up.
So then by refunding his night, you threw it in their face. Be like, yes. You're going to do that? I'm going to give them exactly what they want. Yeah. Don't do that.
It's kind of a twofer.
Okay, that makes sense then. I would have done it.
There's some coaching that needs to happen with your team.
Tell me that there was coaching.
If they see you walking to your car, they're gone for
that's
the day.
That's no respect to me.
Still like, better than the night auditor respect. That gave out my phone number at 2 a.m.
I totally agree with you, though, wearing the uniform, because I do that numerous times a week as well. I am in my staff's uniform, so if I'm out in the operation, I don't stand out.
Stand out, yeah.
You still stand out. You're like a 6-foot blonde. You
so are my entire team.
Oh, stop. You tower over them all.
Yeah, I do. I do.
You're 12
year old. The only time I wear a different... I mean, my uniform is like a polo and pants with pockets, drawstring, elastic waistband. It's phenomenal. And a polo. The only time
I... say elastic waistband?
It's an elastic waistband, yeah.
Okay.
I don't tuck in my shirt. I'm not that
I live
fancy.
In elastic waistbands.
Yeah.
I
don't... Miss B wears
buttons. Uh-huh.
Miss
B knows.
You know
work pants now? They stretch. You buy the ones that stretch.
Those are called maternity pants.
No.
Get a pregnancy test.
No.
She might need them.
No, that's like now. That's all the pants I buy. I don't buy anything with a button.
Yeah.
Ew.
Miss B can attest, though. My pants look nice.
Your pants
look
great.
For my role. The only time
I work
in
my pajamas, so I don't know. Yeah.
So you don't even know what work pants look like
anymore.
You
don't even know.
Okay.
You don't even know.
They wear elastic, they have elastic waistbands now.
Yeah.
And you buy them on TikTok.
TikTok shop.
Yep.
Sponsor us. But the only time I will wear different color polos is in the summer. So like Friday, Saturday, Sundays in the summer when we're busy as hell, we're just all on the pool deck, like doing laps. Mm-hmm. I will wear like bright red, bright purple.
Mm-hmm.
So my staff
stand out.
Can see me and be like, ooh,
there she
is. Liz is over there.
Like the 6-foot blonde is not a good enough description.
Not when you're in a sea of like 200 people and like there are 10 of us wearing gray polos.
Like cabanas.
Can I talk to your boss? Yeah, it's the Amazon over there.
The Glamazon.
I have been called. And yeah, that's happened.
I know.
Well, and a new rule. Obviously, use radios.
100%.
No.
Not anymore.
No radios?
But yes. No.
Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to wear earpieces?
No.
So that is a new standard on property.
That's my favorite standard.
Mm-hmm. You have to have earpieces.
For the longest time, we didn't. And
they just blared on you?
Yeah, it was great. Especially my staff. Like I said, 10 of us would be on the pool deck and our radios would just...
Oh my god.
I'm just really looking forward to this summer when we're all like just talking ish in our earpieces to each other and be like, do you see Miss B over there in the bathing suit she's wearing? Like, I can't wait.
Just be careful because there will be somebody somewhere in the hotel that doesn't either click it in all the way or doesn't have it on and
or
it's going to broadcast.
Or isn't aware of their surroundings.
It is. So my channel is only my team. We have our own channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it can still, like he was saying, if it's not plugged in all the way, it'll still broadcast.
True.
I would always have codes for like the different cabanas.
Well,
different codes. Yeah. We need codes.
Yes. You need codes. Well,
I shared the 5588 story a long while back.
Yes.
Hot chick at the pool.
So you're going to have
those. I'm
going
to teach my staff that for sure.
Yes.
So you're going to hear people come up with codes. It's either going to be some sort of an audible code or like just mic clicks or something like
that. Yeah. Or no, the chirping. Yeah. So I always do mic chirps.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be great. There have been so many times I have to tell my male team members, like, dude, put your sunglasses on so I can't see where you're looking.
It's like, don't be so obvious. Hilarious.
Don't be so obvious. Like, looking at the very attractive women.
I mean, yeah.
Wear your sunglasses.
Peripheral vision.
And don't move your head.
Yeah. Your sunglasses are uniform
for a reason. I need to be, like, facing you, but I'm looking over there and I'm looking at something else. Like,
your whole head doesn't have to turn with
these
them.
These kids, man. Ugh.
They'll learn.
Horn dogs.
They're so cute when they're young.
They're adorable. Okay, any hoosie?
I've got my guy from Monday.
Ooh, I want to hear.
He's my a-hole of the week.
Let's go.
Once again, what's the fruit level?
Blueberry.
Blueberry elite.
It's always a fucking blueberry.
Always. So I'm in the lobby, and this guy comes to the front desk, and he's talking to one of the agents, and he's pissed. What I hear him say is they're 450 feet away.
Okay.
My desk agent says, well, that's pretty far. He goes, and he starts to kind of lose his ish. And at this point, I don't like the way he's talking to her. So yeah. I interject and I said, well, actually 450 feet is kind of far. It's a football field and a half. Where we're at right now, that could be the shopping center next to us. It could be the freeway behind us.
I was literally going to use
450 feet is a good distance.
Oh, wow.
Now that gets her away from him. He comes and he starts dealing with me.
Good.
And he starts yelling at me. And I said, look, I don't even know what your issue is. All I see is you yelling at my employee the way you are. He goes, your employee? I said, yes, I'm the GM. How can I help you?
Yeah.
So he says, I hadn't checked out. Your people went to the room and started cleaning my room and my headphones are missing. I said, okay, so let's start at the top like you were just coming to me and not having spoken to her. What's your name? Give me some background information. So he's giving me all of his details. Pulls up his phone again. He says, look, right there. It shows that it's 450 feet away. My headphones are somewhere here on this property. And your people took them. Okay, we're going to have one of those moments.
Jeez.
So I'm asking him where they were in the room. Where was the last place you saw them? He checks his phone again. He goes, oh, look, now that they're 150 feet away, they're moving. One of your people has them.
Ooh.
And at this point, two of my other managers come back through the door and they had just returned from the laundry. They were checking to see if like they had been caught up in the sheets or something. So I asked them if they found them. They said no. And I said, well, when you were checking the bins, did you lift that little platform that goes in the bins? Said no. So I said, you know what? I'll go check the laundry. So as I'm leaving the front desk, about to head out, the guy comes to me again. He goes, see, they're on the move again. Now it's saying 50 feet away.
What the heck?
And I'm looking around the lobby going like,
what's moving?
Nobody's moving. Exit. Yeah, it's just us, dude. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm about to head to the laundry. You're welcome to walk with me. You know, I want to verify one other thing, et cetera, et cetera. So as we're walking down there, the guy is just belittling me. All you're doing is stalling. You're protecting the hotel. You're protecting this. You're protecting that. You're protecting the employee that stole my headphones. And I looked at him, I said, no, that's not what I'm doing. You know, we have a process. We're going to start at the beginning. You've shared this information. We're trying to, and he cuts me off. And every time I would start to talk after that, he would just cut me off. And at one point, he's like, I wish you would just talk to me like a man.
Let's go.
And I said, we're doing everything we can. You came to us with this 20 minutes ago. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I'm not going to run out and buy you another set of headphones right now. What are we going to do? We're going to start going down the list of places that it could have possibly been. I'm like, my team's up in your room right now, flipping the room, checking behind furniture, under the bed, whatever.
Be a grown up.
We're going to the laundry to check it again. I'm like, what more do you want me to do right now? And he's like, oh, look, my man, you know, it's 2024. There's technology. People can't be having this petty theft.
What is does that
And I'm
mean?
Like, what? And he's like, yeah, all this is tracked. I'm like, okay, well, where are the headphones now? And he pulls up his phone. He goes, it's showing 0 miles. So it's like, what you're telling me is we've gone from 450 to 150 to no feet and now to no miles. And he goes, yeah. I'm like, how is that technology working out for you?
And how did the guest like that?
He did not. Yeah. But I'm fulfilling his request of what?
Speaking of toilet like a man. Mm-hmm.
So we check the laundry. There's nothing there. We're heading back. He keeps talking about this. God, technology.
Talking at you.
Technology, technology, technology. We get back to the front desk. And I'm like, can you check your phone again and see where it says that the headphones are? He opens it up and he says, now it says 5 feet. I'm like, 5 feet is the distance between you and I. I'm
and
like,
I don't have
it's
them.
Just,
was it you?
It's just us.
Did you steal the headphones,
I'm like, where is this person that should have stolen your headphones? He goes, well, I don't know. We left. And, you know, these people are walking around. I'm like, have you checked everything? Have you checked your luggage?
Have you checked your pockets?
Have you checked your car? Have you checked your personal belongings? Yes. I'm not stupid and technology and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, let me get your contact information. If we can't find it, I will contact you in the morning. We'll go for the next step. Mm-hmm. He's all pissed off, but fine, whatever. Day is over. I go home. I come in the next morning. My message light on my phone is flashing. I pick it up.
Isn't that every day for you in your role?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay. I pick it up. Hit play. It's that guy.
Hey, man.
He says to me, you know, Mr. Bill, I'm calling to apologize.
Yeah.
They were in my pocket.
Egg on my face.
They were in my pocket.
In his pocket.
Oh, I called
in his pocket.
It.
In his pocket.
In his pocket.
Mother
in his pocket.
Parker.
How do I know? Because he had been talking nonstop about how he had to catch a flight. He found them in his pocket when he went through TSA.
That's my when God. He discovered, like, they lit up the thingamabob. What is that called?
The metal detector.
Metal detector.
Thank you. Yeah.
Words are hard.
And they were like, sir, you have something in your pocket?
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe he actually called and admitted it, though.
I am so stoked
admitted
that he did.
Admitted it and apologized.
That never happens.
No.
How do you not check your pockets?
Literally.
Well, the irony, the whole thing for me is the fact that he kept going back to technology. Technology, technology, technology.
450 feet. How's that technology working for you? Like,
not
what?
Not only that, but they're in your god pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So every time we were moving around the hotel and the signal was moving, it's because
he was moving.
When we're standing in the lobby and they're 5 feet away, it's because they're in your pocket.
Oh, that's
okay,
amazing.
Okay, so when you said 5 feet, I thought, like, oh, they're probably in his pocket.
Literally, that's where my brain
went.
But
I thought, like, no way.
Oh, man. I don't know if my a-hole of the week can match up to that.
Anywhoozy, that was a great story.
All right, so
Bill.
Bring your b-hole of the week.
All right, Ms. B's b-hole. And this is actually
of the week. You have to finish of the phrase.
If you don't finish the phrase, people are going to think you're talking about the guy that was in the lobby this morning.
No, my first thought was like she was forcing her OnlyFans on us.
Oh, my God. I do not have an OnlyFans. Hey, sorry, listeners.
Girls got to pay the bills.
God.
I don't know if we could fit any more sexual innuendos to this episode without actually trying to make sexual innuendos.
Challenge accepted.
Right? We're already fitting them in right now.
Oh, are we?
Based on the Magnum, the girl at her hotel would have
her
no problem.
Her hotel.
I'm sorry, is that a letter I see?
No, these are my notes.
Okay. Damn, I thought it was a guest letter.
I'm sorry. I don't think I have one this week, but I have an interesting story. Started at the desk. And I happened to be there at this time. I was talking to an agent and a guy approaches the desk and gets a little, you know, irritated with the desk agent. So I step in to, you know, listen, make sure I'm there to provide support. And he's upset. He's like, you just checked me into a room and it's occupied. He's like, so you need to give me points. And I was like, hold up. I'm like, hi, let me help you. What seems to be the problem? And he's like, well, you guys just checked me into a room. And it's occupied. I'm like, that's odd. Let me look into that. And I look and the room's VR in the system. Granted, mistakes happen occasionally, right? Mm-hmm. So I just apologize and say, I'm so sorry, sir. We will definitely go ahead and look into that. And I look, we have no rooms ready. It's literally like 10:30 in the morning. And I was like, I apologize. That was the only room I had ready in my system. So what we're going to have to do is I'll check you out. And then as soon as the room is ready, I'll give you a call. He's like, well, that's ridiculous. Ugh. And I was like, well, I will give you points because this happened to you. And I was like, but keep in mind, check-in's at 4:00. And we were doing our best to get to an early, but since there's not a room ready, I'll give you 5,000 points for the inconvenience of having to go up there and check into an occupied room. But you are going to have to wait for a room to come available. He's like, all right, fine. So he goes and he sits down. So I'm like, okay, so what happened? So I ask the housekeeping manager. I was like, hey, 1002's VR in the system, but a guest checked in and said it's occupied. He's like, that's weird. He's like, I'm pretty sure it was VR. I'm like,
Wait, what is VR?
Ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, that's weird. And he's like, but I'll go check it out. Like, okay. So he comes down maybe 10 minutes later. He's like, hey, yeah, 1002 was occupied. And I'm like, oh, that's so weird. He's like, but they were really sketchy. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, kind of shifty. Like, I just didn't get a good vibe. And I was like, interesting. So I'm looking at my paperwork. There's no one registered to that room. So I'm like, I should go check this out. And I'm walking up there, and in my brain, I'm thinking, I'm like, do I need to take somebody else? Like, it's probably just going to be a quick, like...
Ah, Miss B!
It's probably just going to be a quick, like, maybe a desk agent checked them in. There was a room move. They forgot to move it in the system. Yeah. Like, an error like that. And I'm like, nah, I probably don't need to call anyone. But I'm walking the elevator, and I see my chief. And I'm like, oh, chief, since you're here...
Poor chief.
I know. He's always the one. Oh, since you're here, could you just go up with me to a room? He's like, yeah, of course. So we go up to the room, and I knock... And I can hear, like, kind of shuffling, moving around. And so I knock again, and he goes, front desk. And so they open it, and they're like, yeah, we're on our way out. I'm like, okay, that's great. But
wait, who are you?
And I'm like, and I printed out my occupancy list. And I'm like, I don't have anyone registered to this room, so can you give me your last names? Oh, yeah, it's Smith. I'm like, okay. And I'm looking on the list. And I'm like, yeah, there's no Smith. Could it be under a different name? Because I see multiple people in the room, like somebody else's name. And he's like, oh, maybe Jones. And they're like, but we're leaving. And they're getting their stuff and they're like leaving. I'm like still with my list in the hallway being like, wait, but I still need to. And my chief goes, oh, Miss B. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I recognize them. I'm like, you do?
In front of them.
They're still in front of us. And I'm like, you do? And he's like, yep, they did this before. They are not registered to this room. And he's like, they got arrested for this a year ago.
What?
And I look at them. I look at him. You guys aren't in this room? They're like, ugh. And they're like leaving. I'm like, how did you get in? And obviously they're not answering that question. And they're just walking the elevator. And I'm like, what?
So wait, they walked past you?
Yeah. Like, what am I going to do? Like, hold my arm.
Body block him? I mean, I guess. But it's so awkward.
It was super awkward. And then
like you're just walking away from me. Stealing from me.
They're walking away from me.
I can't do anything.
Yeah. They're walking away with me to the elevator, which I'm following them, being like,
but who are you? You're not on the sheet.
And so I'm like,
can I have a valid ID and credit card?
Not literally. Literally. So
valid.
Right. I look at my chief. I'm like, should I call the police? He's like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So I call him. I'm on my phone on the 10th floor, and he's getting into the elevator with them. I'm like, I'm not
no,
in the elevator
no,
with them.
No, 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 no,
that's
never.
A cage match you don't want
to
be
in. No,
I didn't get into the elevator with them. And I'm on the phone,
brave.
Like, trying to explain to the police quickly. I'm like, okay, we have these people. They're leaving. They broke in. Breaking and entering. We need you guys to come. And I'm, like, talking fast. They're like, okay, explain to me exactly. I'm like, okay, so... And I explain the story. They're like, okay. And I'm like, but is somebody coming? They're like, yeah, somebody's on their way. I'm like, okay. So I get into the next elevator. I'm on my way down. I'm still on the phone with the police. And I get down just as like they're getting out and walking
Muzak
out.
In the background.
So I get out of the elevator and they're walking out. I'm like kind of like running behind them. They go outside of the building. They walk around. By the way, this is when we were having a rainstorm. Pouring rain.
Oh, this is the one you texted me about.
Yep, I did.
Nice.
And I'm walking in the pouring rain following these criminals. It was two males, one female.
I'm assuming
much taller.
I'm assuming they didn't park their car in the garage.
Nope. They kept walking in the
they're
rain.
They didn't have a car.
No, exactly.
And my chief stops at like the overhanging thing, right? And I'm like, come on, we gotta go. He's like, what?
It's raining.
Why? So I'm on the phone with the police, following them in the rain, follow them around the building.
Oh my God.
Until they
These
cross
are my
the
coordinates.
Street. And I'm on the phone. I'm like, are you guys coming? They're crossing Main Street. They're heading past the subway. They're heading past. They keep going. And I stood out there and I watched them until I could no longer see. I didn't cross the street. I stayed on the sidewalk by my property.
Property.
And I watched them until I couldn't see them anymore. I'm like, well, they're gone now. So. Thanks. So we go back inside, and as soon as we go back inside, the police show up at our door, and I'm like, oh, hey. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, they went that way. And he's like, we have a unit out there looking. I'm just here to get the phone. I'm like, all right. So I'm telling them everything that happened, and I see him looking at my eyes, right? And he's talking to me, and then he like kind of looks down at my chest and then
what?
Looks back up at me.
Uh-huh.
And we keep talking, and he looks down again, and
what?
I'm like, what the is going on? And so I kind of like look down,
shirt soaking
wet. Oh no, you're
I'm wearing
a white
shirt.
No,
like soaking wet in the lobby.
Yep. I sure am.
Can I ask what color bra you were wearing?
Not white. And I
did
like,
you call him out?
Nope. Of course not. It was okay. So awkward.
Okay.
Because like, his look wasn't like checking out. He was kind of just like concerned.
Like, yeah, like right now.
The eyebrows like, girl, do you know? Like kind of like looks down and so then it kind of like, I feel like he was maybe awkward and he was trying to like, I mean, give me a subtle look down. Yeah. And so I like kind of continued talking and like cover up and I'm like,
I'm gonna go
grab my sweater. And he's like, yeah, can we go up to the rooms? And I was like, yeah, give me a moment. Let me grab my sweater. I'm a little cold.
Stop. Did he say I could tell?
He knew. Yeah. He's just like, mm-hmm. And so I go get my wraparound sweater and I'm like, okay, we're good now.
So you're wearing a dry sweater
over
wet clothing.
But my team is laughing their butt off because as I'm walking towards them, they can see what's going on. They're like, oh. And I'm like, shut up.
Nobody said anything?
They're laughing as I'm walking. They hadn't seen because I hadn't come inside yet. They literally, as I came back to the building, the police was like there, showed up. So I go grab my sweater, wrap up, and then I get my master key. I'm like, all right, let's go up to the room. And we go up to the room and, you know, we check it. There's no signs of forced entry. We go into the room and you could tell they left in a hurry. They left behind a girl, pair of booty shorts, a pair of girls' undies in the bathroom. And there's these little plastic tags everywhere. So mm-hmm. you know the kind of tags that are on clothes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that beep when you try to steal it? Tons of those.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they're all melted off. It looks like, yeah, like black.
Amateurs. And,
like they're melted off.
Tool. You get it on Amazon.
No, you don't even need that. I could teach you how to do it.
Oh God, because we need to be thieves up in here. But yeah, so those are melted off everywhere in the outlet. I don't know what they did to the outlet, but it was all burned and like burn marks on it. I'm like, what the sh? And reeked of weed, obviously. And just the room was disheveled. The sheets look like they definitely stayed there the night.
Any mm-hmm. weed sticks?
I was just gonna they ask. Took all their weed sticks.
Damn.
But it reeked.
Yeah. No magnums.
And
they weren't that safe this time around.
Two guys and a girl. They were like, meh.
Ew.
Yep. But so I'm walking around the room with a cop. I'm like, oh, well, they stole from a store. There's a bus pass, so they don't have a car. They're taking public transportation. And I'm just walking around the room. He's like, oh, you're good at this. I'm like,
did you have your detective hat on?
I should have. Or my megaphone.
She was focusing on covering her headlights.
Seriously. And then by the bed, there was a stack of room keys. Like that thick. I don't know. A few inches. Bill, how many inches is that?
Why are you asking a man?
Exactly. Bill, no. He's going to lie.
3.5.
Man math.
So there's like a stack of room keys and he's like, oh, maybe they use one of these to get in. I'm like, there's no way. They got a stack of room keys that thick and just had the patience to test on every single door. I was like,
they did.
No. And our elevators only go up to the floor that you have a key for. The key only works for your specific floor.
Huh. And so I was that like, helps their process of deduction.
Yeah. So I said, there's only two ways they got up here on the 10th floor. So somehow they got into the building and took the stairs up. Or two, they were with somebody when they got off this floor. So they just followed someone into the elevator, got off on the floor they're on. He's like, oh, okay. So, you know, we had our guesses, but I told him, I was like, we're not really going to know for sure until we do a lock interrogation on exactly how they got into the room. So the police had left at this point. We're still investigating how they got in, right? And what route they took, all that. So my chief had pulled up the footage and it looks like one person entered the lobby, went out to the pool area, opened the pool door and let them in through the pool. And then someone went in, somehow got up to a floor, right? And must have followed someone up the elevator because we didn't have a camera for that part. But they went to the fire stairwell and let them into the fire stairwell by
the
pool.
They've done it before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so then
they
went out.
They were arrested there a year ago.
Yep. And my food and beverage supervisor walks by. I'd be like, hey, are the police still here? Like, and I'm like, no, they're not. He's like, oh, darn. And he's like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, oh, we're looking at the people. And he walks me. He's like, oh, let me see. And he's like, wait a second. Those are my Dine and Dashers. And we look at him. We're like, come again? And he's like, yesterday morning, there was three people, two males, one female, and described them. And I'm like, yep. And he's like, they came into the breakfast buffet, loaded up plates, and walked out with the plates. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he's like, we chased them off. I'm like, well, they came back.
Did you not think about including that on your end of shift report?
Yeah, I didn't see that. And I was like, good to know. So then I was compiling.
That's when they like staked the place.
Yep.
That's when they figured out how to get in.
Probably. So they dined and dashed that morning, were chased off, came back, sneakily got up, got into a 10th floor room, and the rest is history.
Is that your highest floor?
No, 12.
Well, I mean, pretty high, though.
Yeah.
They got as high as they could.
Amateurs,
in more ways than one.
Ooh.
Very true.
Nicely done, Liz.
I got one more.
Let's wrap it on this one, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take us out, Ms. B.
Okay. So just on this theme of just, I guess, disruptive, destructive, just all these different guests who are not our ideal kind of guest. I had a situation this last week where my chief, we're best friends.
This poor guy.
I know. He comes down to me and he's like, hey, room 615, I need you to charge them for a broken TV. I'm like, ah, what? Because I groan because I know how long it takes to get those dang TVs in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they're super programmed and stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's just like, they're not just like ready to go pop in. You just buy it at Walmart. So I know I'm going to be out of room for a while. And I'm just like forking shirt balls. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, how much you want me to charge? He's like, $615. And he shows me the invoice. I'm like, okay. And we charge it. The guest has already checked out. He checked out mobily in the morning. I'm like, he'll call me if he's got a question. I charge it and I send him the bill because his email's on file. I'm like, he'll call me. And not an hour later, I get a call and I'm like, hey, it's the guy who broke the TV. He's calling. I'm like, of course he is. So I answer. I'm like, hi. But he's like, yeah, are you the manager? I'm like, I am. He's like, I saw that you charged me $615 and it says TV broken. He's like, I didn't break the TV. I'm like, okay, well, the TV is broken. And you were the last guest to occupy that room. I said, you were there for 3 nights. That room was not broken before you got there. And when you left, it's broken. So I'm charging you for the broken TV. And he's like, well, it wasn't me. How could I have broken it? And I was like, sir, I wasn't in that room. I don't know.
You were.
Did your chief engineer tell you like what was broken?
He sent me a picture. So
was it like smashed or
in the bottom like right hand corner? It looked like a single moment of impact towards the bottom of the TV.
Oh, the old like my guy that threw the remote.
Yep. He's like, I've been in meetings and this and that. I'm like, sir, you're saying all that. I'm like, but the TV is broken. He's like, well, when I turned it on, it worked just fine. And I said, so you're telling me the TV worked when you checked in? He's like, yeah, because I turned on the TV and I saw my name on it. I'm like, okay. So I did not rent you a TV that was broken. And I said, it's now broken. And he's like, well, maybe when they were cleaning it, they broke it. And I said, let me send you some pictures, sir. And I sent him the pictures I had. And I said, okay, in those pictures, is that the towel you left behind? He's like, yeah. Those are the keys you left? Yeah. And I said, the room hasn't been touched. We came in, we saw the very obviously broken TV, and you were charged. He's like, well, when would I have had time? I've been in meetings all day. And then I went and ate at your restaurant and then went straight to the bar with all my coworkers. And we were there until 2 a.m. When would I have time?
So you were drunk. Literally. Entering your room.
And I said,
and
sir.
And you might not remember.
And I was like, sir, again, I don't know how it was broken, but. And he's like, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going to come by the hotel. And I said, okay.
I don't know what you're going to do, but sure. We can go look at the broken TV together.
Go for it. Let's do it. And
he does.
Not even an hour later, Mr. So-and-so is at the desk for you. I'm like, let's go. And I go up there. And so I'm like, hi. And he's like, yeah, you remember me? And I was like, I do. And I'm like, do you want to go up and see the TV? He's like, no. I mean, the picture's fine. I just don't understand. Why am I being charged $615? And this, and I was like, well, that's how much the TV cost to replace. And I was like, we didn't even charge you extra. The exact amount, my chief went and ordered a new one. And that is the amount of a new one. I mean, I work in storage. You're telling me you don't have TVs? I'm like, absolutely not. I said, I don't have a place to go store TVs. You're telling me you don't have extra mattresses laying around?
We barely have two pack in place.
I know. We barely, I was like, no. And I was like, maybe there are some hotels that do. And I said, we don't.
If you did have a backup, you're still going to charge him.
I know, literally. But I told him, I was like, by the way, I'm not charging you for how long the room's going to be out. He's like, oh, but this is just ridiculous. I said, sir, if you want to dispute it with your bank, you're more than welcome to. I have the photos, but the charge is not going anywhere. He's like, kind of started to understand, but at the same time, like, the charge isn't going anywhere. And he's like, you can't at least like lower the cost. And I was like, no.
Yeah, I did. I'm only charging you for the freaking TV.
Literally. And that thing was out of order for a week and a half.
New.
By the way, this is what it looked like when they walked into the room. So
well, yeah, you
what
got
day
photos?
Of the week
Let
did he check
it.
Out?
Let's go.
Was the TV it on?
Yeah.
The TV was on. Oh, okay. That changes my story.
Who initially reported it?
I don't know.
Maybe housekeeping turned it on.
This thing was dirty.
Then he left it on. So he knew.
Yeah.
So he knew.
Okay. So,
and
okay.
Here's another picture showing his towel, his keys, his water bottle. Yeah, I want to see the whole screen's damage.
Oh, and it's not a desk mount. It's a wall mount. So it's not like he could have thrown the keys like, you know, at the base of the TV.
It was a wall mount.
I just thought it was like low enough.
That's a big TV.
Okay. See, I don't know.
You think it's a 55?
Yeah, it's easily.
I'm not good at guessing inches.
Is it bigger?
Fortunately for your husband.
Wow.
Oh, God.
So he paid for that TV, and so did all these other people who have
no
charge, guys.
No charge back of yet.
As of yet.
It'll come.
So yeah, guys, it's been a week or so for me.
Don't cough too hard. You might hurt the baby.
Oh, my God.
All right, team. Should we wrap it here?
Yes, let's call it a night. Thank you so much for listening and joining us. Liz, can you give us our socials?
Yes, you can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just use that search bar. And you can find us on all social platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn.
We're big on LinkedIn.
And if you have a fun story or just want to share something with us, you can email us at og3@tftsi.com. That is og3@tftsi.com. And you can visit our website.
And what is our website?
www.tftsi.com.
I'm sorry, what was that?
www.tftsi.com.
Boom. Done. And we're out. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Mic drop.